and I can still talk, and I won't get any squeals or RF feedback. And I have a, let's see, make an adjustment. I have a absolutely zero reflected, and I'm gonna do this again. I'm gonna let me put my headphones on so I can hear it as well. Hold on a second. I'll demonstrate this to you. You know, the antenna tuner is completely open frame and exposed to the air. And it's a very visual thing of beauty. I'm going to, you know, the BC610 coils are basically 3-inch diameter coils. It's big enough for me to slide my Marshall MXL990 large scale diameter condenser microphone. I can put it right into the coil, just about right next to the link coil, which is a swinging link. Right, I'm going to do this now. A microphone is right at the edge of the coil. Now I am about an inch into the coil. I've gone about 2 inches into the coil. 3 inches into the coil. Now, I'm not going to go any further. The microphone went just about all the way to the link. Yeah, you might have heard a little spit. I think I might have touched something on the coil. And go ahead, Tom. I got to flip my pancake.
Yeah, okay, Dirk. It's early in the morning, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it, and I'm trying to figure out basically what you're trying to do. I know it's physical, but I'm wondering why you're doing it. I'm kind of wondering why you're doing what you're doing. I never heard of what you're doing being done. And I'm really open to be educated. WHCY2KB2, are you?
You okay, Tom? Yeah. Well, you know how some people have a lot of RF in their audio? And this is one way of proving that I don't have RF in my audio, even when I put the microphone right into the antenna tuner coil. And I can cause a very high SWR and still not getting RF. All the way to just about the halfway point into the coil. And I don't think I've tried this on 40 meters before, but I've tried it on 75 several times. But it's just that I use balanced series tuning also. So when you have a balanced series fed antenna, balanced series feed to the antenna, that is a very low RF voltage situation, very low impedance feed on the open wire line, so it's a high current, a lot of RF current inside that coil. And you know, I could do it here. I can go to 20 meters and still not get RF in the shaft. So, although I haven't tried putting the microphone in the coil on 20 meters yet, I might have a problem there. But just to show you that I can do it. These microphones have sensitive electronics inside the microphone. Just to let you know that it can be done. KB2OUA, WA2CYT.